This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ian is now an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm with 140-mile-per-hour winds, say forecasters, and it's approaching Florida's west coast, expected to make landfall within hours. The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg.
We are expecting it to remain a major hurricane when it does reach the coast later during the day on Wednesday.
Right now, Hurricane Ian is about 75 miles west-southwest of Naples, Florida. There are warnings of possibly dangerous storm surge along the Gulf Coast, from Bonita Beach to the Tampa Bay region. Gil Gonzalez lives in Tampa's West Shore Palms neighborhood, and he's been moving some of his family out of the area ahead of this storm.
I've got elderly parents and my mother-in-law. She's spending the night with one of her other children. She was staying with us. So I just worry that we're not miscalculating.
But he says they are all getting out. And in Cuba?
Cuba is without electricity after Hurricane Ian knocked out its power grid. Cuba's electric union says authorities are working to gradually restore power to Cuba's 11 million people. Power initially was knocked out to about 1 million people in Cuba's western provinces, but later the entire grid collapsed. I'm Donna Water.
Because of the hurricane, the House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has postponed a hearing set for today. South Korea says this morning North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters a day before a visit by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. Russia now ready to annex areas of Ukraine where it has military control after voters there reportedly endorsed Moscow's rule. But that voting is widely seen in the West as a sham. This is AP News. To California now, and a shootout. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
A California murder suspect and his teen daughter were killed in a shootout. California authorities say an abducted 15-year-old girl and her father, who was a fugitive wanted in the death of the teen's mother in a domestic violence incident Monday, were both killed in a shootout with law enforcement. Investigators had issued an Amber Alert after Anthony John Graciano fled with his daughter. He had been described as armed and dangerous. The San Bernardino County Sheriff says Graciano's daughter, Savannah Graciano, was wearing tactical gear and a helmet as she ran towards sheriff's deputies during a firefight on the highway in a desert. Authorities say she was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Her 45-year-old father was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow dropped 125 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.